Hello, my name is Brittany, returning your call for customer support. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Diane Spencer, and I did a survey and placed the order for a set of... And I just charged something else to my account, and I don't want the pans if I've got to pay that $47.59. Is there a membership for this?
Hold on just a second. Let me pull up your account.
Thank you.
Can I have your zip code?
23452.
And can you verify your first and last name?
Diane, D-Y-A-N-N-E, Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R.
Okay. Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
408 Appian, A-P-P-I-A-N Avenue, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Thank you for that information. I'm just waiting for it to load, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much, sweetheart. Hello?
I'm still here. I'm just waiting for it to load, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry. What did you say your name was?
Brittany.
Brittany? That's pretty.
Thank you. Okay. And I do show on here that you ordered on the December the 18th.
Okay.
For the pots and pans.
Yeah, but I thought that was just the $7.95 was all I was going to be charged. That was for the shipping and handling.
Okay, so basically you entered like a sweet state to win at Cookware Set, and if you don't win it, you're going to be billed 3 days after.
No, I didn't, I didn't realize that. Yeah, no.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want it. Cancel that.
Yes, ma'am. I can cancel
my card. I just canceled my card because of that.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a second while I get you canceled.
Thank you so much, and I'd appreciate a confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am. I'll provide you with that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, I don't usually do it, and I knew I did it against my better judgment. That will be the last one I do.
I'm also going to send that confirmation. I'm going to provide it to you and send it to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And just let me know when you're ready, ma'am.
I'm ready.
It's Sis and Charlie.
Uh-huh.
263.
Wait a minute. C is in Charlie, and then what?
Uh-huh. 263.
Two, C is in cat?
No, C. The number six.
Wait a minute. I don't understand what you're saying. I got C2.
Uh-huh.
263. Two,
seat? No, six.
Can you spell that?
S-I-X.
It's a alphabet?
Yeah, no. I'm spelling you the number. S-I-X-C.
Yeah, I'm hoping you are going to send that because I still don't understand what you're saying.
You know how you got your number of 757-3197, the seats on the end, 608, like a seat.
Okay.
Letter C.
Letter C.
No, six. S-I-X. I'm spelling it out.
Okay, you're spelling it out. Okay,
S-I-X.
Go ahead. I. Go ahead.
X.
Go ahead.
337. 331. It's three threes, my bad, and a one at the end. Sorry. I had forgot
that
three.
Right. That's all right. We're working together on this. I got 337-3331.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Any more to it?
No, that's it.
Okay. Now, if you possibly would, please, I would appreciate it. The first part, I still did not understand what you were saying.
Oh, I was saying the number six, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six.
After
six.
The five, yeah, see.
Okay, so now you, okay, so give it to me again.
6, 3, 3.
Okay. So was there anything before the six?
The two.
Okay.
And then the, you know, the number right there, then 3, 3.
Okay,
seven.
Well, let me see if I have this right. I've got 2, 6.
Mm-hmm.
337-3331.
That's correct.
Is there something missing?
No, ma'am. That's correct. You just spelled. I mean, you just told me everything. That was correct.
Okay, good. And you're going to email that to me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay, so that takes off as well as the 795?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You were very helpful, and I appreciate your patience. And
you're
I
welcome.
Sincerely thank you, and I hope you have a blessed Christmas. Is there anything else I need?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.